Radio Tunis.
Chaîne internationale.
Tunis International Radio, English program. Tunis International Radio, the news.
Radio Tunis, internationaler Rundfunk, Programm in deutscher Sprache.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. Featuring folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll hear old radio shows, 78s, cassettes, vinyl, and yeah, even some of those newfangled compact discs on the shelves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit. From Marconi to the Space Age, celebrate the airwaves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to start this program off listening to some selections from a compilation called The October Country, which was released on Nate Starkman and Sons. I believe that was the forerunner of Independent Project Records. This was released back in the early 1980s on vinyl and cassette, including the band Dark Arts, Marnie, Autumn Fair, the Soul Brothers. So let's launch into the October Country, starting off with two tracks by Dark Arts, also known as Stephanie Payne. Thank you. Well, that's something I don't play all that often on the radio, Thrift Chop. A darker tinged, more gothic themed set from the early 1980s from the very scarce LP, The October Country, which was a compilation released on Nate Starkman and Sons label. We started off with Dark Arts and Egeria, and These Are Made of Love. Marnie with The Courtesan, Autumn Fair with a song called Naomi, and The Soul Brothers, Tuesday Morning. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And as we are moving through a season of darkness into the light, I was able to listen to some holiday music on shortwave via WTWW, which broadcasts on 9930 kilohertz and 5085 kilohertz, and they were playing Christmas music all throughout December and into the late afternoons and early evenings. It was absolutely wonderful. For more information about WTWW on shortwave, you can visit wtww.us. I'll be back with some music from some privately released LPs right after this.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tamara with the radio news about radio waves. Communications Law blog reports about the deadlines for commercial AM radio stations to file for an FM translator, putting their signal on both formats. This is the main part of the Federal Communications Commission's plan to save AM radio by putting it on FM radio. It'll be one of the biggest stories in radio news in 2016 as many AM stations migrate to also having FM signals. AM licensees can acquire and relocate translator stations up to 250 miles away from their current studio. The first modification window is for licensees or permittees of Class C or D AM stations from January 29th to July 28th. Then any AM station is eligible in the second window, July 29th through October 31st, Halloween 2016. More info is at the FCC's website with a link at the Wavefarm Newsroom. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC and Wavefarm Radio.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
A confused MIT student from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Bexley Hall, room 306B, writes, Dear Dr. Science, if I jump straight up in an airplane, will I smash into the rear of the plane?
Of course you will. The plane will fly out from under you. That's why they put seatbelts on planes, to stop people like you from performing dangerous experiments. Think of the inconvenience you'd cause the stewardess by being smeared all over the back wall of the plane. Your fellow passengers would have to stare at your remains as they waited for the restroom. I don't care if you do go to MIT, you just don't have the right to risk the comfort of other people to satisfy your own curiosity. Now, when you graduate, get your master's degree, and get a job with government, then you'll be able to perform all the experiments you want, even ones that threaten to destroy the world. They'll even pay you to do so. But until then, keep that seatbelt fastened.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
We're going to start off the next set here on the Radio Thrift Shop with an impossible-to-find LP by John and John. Here's a track called Sun and Time.
Time. cried. Oh, my lady, oh, my lady, oh, my lady, all it takes is sun and time.
Thank you.
grayer. I'm uncircling, evading, it's true. The birds, they say, flock into the land. And the sea, strong, tall man, forces their hand. Thank you.
and empty, wearing vests against the chill. A cup of coffee drunk too quickly calms my head and makes it still. I waken up as the day gets older and start to think of you again. November days are growing colder, but your love keeps out the rain. Day begins, now that summer's over, your eyes are clear. I see beyond the winter. I was waiting in the street, saw the thrushes puffed with cold. Little children with their faces rosy, thinking I am very old. We finished shopping at the market, took the shortcut through the park. But your love keeps out the dark. Day begins, now the summer's over, your eyes are clear. I see beyond the winter.
Porter Cunningham from 1972 in a song called Winter Morning. Before that, we heard Keith Noble, one of the original bandmates of Pink Floyd, song called Weather, from an album that has never been re-released. We started off with John and John with Sun and Time. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
This week we'll be learning some of the secrets of rain. For example, for it to rain, water in clouds first has to freeze. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
When it rains, each raindrop starts with an ice crystal. So in the clouds, it must get very cold for rain to form.
That's Boris Vinatzer, an associate professor in the Department of Plant Pathology, Physiology, and Weed Science at Virginia Tech. I asked him, if water has to freeze before it can precipitate out of a cloud, how come it rains instead of falling as snow or sleet?
In the summer, it does not snow, although the raindrops start as an ice crystal, because when the ice crystal starts falling, it falls through the atmosphere that is warmer and it will melt. The recipe for rain is that we need a high humidity in clouds, so we need water. Then we need impurities around which the water can freeze, And then we need cold temperature.
So a cold temperature isn't enough to get water to freeze. You need something in the water to get it to start to crystallize.
Pure water does not freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. To start, water crystals need a nucleus, some kind of impurity around which water molecules start attaching and then start growing into the ice crystal. If they cannot attach to any solid support, the crystal cannot start.
Well, it turns out that the temperature inside of clouds may not be cold enough to freeze water, even with an impurity, and yet the water still freezes. We'll find out why in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Let's go back to the drawing board. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Back to the drawing board. Student privacy in Massachusetts K-12 schools. That's the title of a just-released ACLU of Massachusetts report, which, based on examination of some 35 school districts, finds, among other things, that many school systems outsource to third-party private corporations the management of personal and sensitive student information, including disciplinary records, and have no transparent policies as to who can access those records and when. And many schools can and do remotely track every school-issued electronic device, including the keystrokes and logins and screen monitoring and remote activation of webcams. Of course, surveillance cameras are everywhere in schools, but what happens to those images, that's often a secret. Look, this is not complicated. We are talking here about the fundamental Fourth Amendment guarantee against unreasonable searches and seizures. 17 other states have modernized their student privacy laws, but allegedly liberal Massachusetts lags badly behind. It's time, it's past time, for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to pass a new comprehensive Student Privacy Act. As a student in Massachusetts, your first American history and civics lesson should not be, look, you're a student, and because of that, you have no rights. Just get used to it. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.
All right with me. promised land. Jesus is my prayer. Jesus is my prayer. Jesus is my prayer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We heard Cephas, the group of Teen Challenge from their 1972 LP. We heard a cover of Jesus Is Just All Right. And then the Five Stair Steps with Dear Prudence. Well, thank you for coming along on the airwaves on this radio journey. I'm DJ Frederick. It's never the same show twice. But we do love 78s, 45s, 33s, homemade compact discs, cassettes, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, wax cylinders. And we do love the radio. Well, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. It's time to wake up now. I'll be back next week.
I don't want to wake up.